Coronavirus, Amazon workers threaten revolution. Peter Taaffe, Socialist Party political secretary, and to Mr. Bezos, plutocratic billionaire owner of Amazon, my message is simple. I don't give a damn about your power. You think you're powerful? We are the ones that have the power. Without us working, what are you going to do? You'll have no money. We have the power. We make money for you. Never forget that. I'm getting calls from Amazon workers across the country and they all want to stage walkouts, too. We are starting a revolution and people around the country support us. These are the magnificent words of fighting militant worker Chris Smalls, who on Monday the 30th of March helped organize a walkout over health and safety at an Amazon facility on Staten Island, New York. They are highly symptomatic of the gathering mood of opposition of workers in the US, and throughout the world, to the dictatorial boss class who, along with US President Donald Trump, wish to impose savage cuts on what they wrongly consider is a defenseless workforce in the teeth of mass layoffs. The reaction of Chris Smalls, and the workers in this warehouse, indicates a wave of opposition, a colossal brewing revolt that is taking place, and will grow exponentially, in the next period. Two similar reports dealing with this issue appeared in the British press, one in the Liberal Guardian from which the explosive comments of this worker on revolution are featured, and another from the open organ of Finance Capital, the Financial Times, in which they are missing. This is not at all accidental. Even reports in the Financial Times can ultimately find their way to workers in Britain and elsewhere. They can inspire workers in Amazon in Britain, and in other countries, and in a wider industrial context, to follow their example. Change is coming indeed. The gripping account of how these Amazon workers rose up against the punitive measures of the bosses is a powerful expression of the molecular change which is taking place in the American workers' movement. This in turn indicates a coming mass revolt, particularly under the whip of ailing American capitalism and its most repulsive national representative, Donald Trump. Chris Smalls writes, "When I applied to work at Amazon, the job description was simple. It said you need to have a high school diploma or a GED, general educational development, and you have to be able to lift 50 lbs. That's it. Now, because of COVID-19, we are being told that Amazon workers are the new Red Cross. But we don't want to be heroes. We are regular people. I don't have a medical degree. I wasn't trained to be a first responder. We shouldn't be asked to risk our lives to come into work. But we are. We agree." These words will find an echo among millions of workers throughout the world. Postal workers, delivery drivers and many others faced with a similar scandalous situation. Chris Smalls went on to say, "And someone has to be held accountable for that, and that person is you," referring to Jeff Bezos. "I have worked at Amazon for 5 years, he continued, "until I was fired last week from the Staten Island warehouse in New York City. I was a manager assistant who supervised a team of about 60 to 100 pickers, who pick items off the shelves and put them on conveyor belts to get sent out for shipment. But then at the beginning of March, before the first confirmed case of coronavirus at the facility, people were getting sick, fatigue, lightheadedness, vomiting. He therefore told human resources, 'Hey, something's wrong here. We need to quarantine the building. I wanted us to be proactive, not reactive,' he said. Management disagreed and assured me they were following CDC, Center for Disease Control and Prevention guidelines." How similar this is to countless workplaces in Britain, including even in hospitals, in which a callous and insensitive management tries to use the same kind of methods, and is met with resistance from some unions, but not all, and from workers. So is the description of the conditions that existed. The lack of protections worried me. Inside the warehouse, there are gloves, but they are not the right kind. They are rubber instead of latex. There are also no masks. Hand sanitizer is scarce. There are limited cleaning supplies. People are walking around with their own personal hand sanitizer, but good luck finding one in a local grocery store. Because of those conditions, I didn't feel safe, so I took paid time off to stay home and avoid getting sick. Eventually, though, I ran out of paid time off, and I had to go back to work. Other colleagues don't have that option. Many of my co-workers and friends at the Amazon facility have underlying health conditions. Some have asthma or lupus or diabetes. Others are older people or pregnant. They haven't gone to work in a month, so they haven't been paid. They're only doing that to save their lives. If they get the virus, they could be dead. One of my friends, who has lupus, is living with his relatives, so he doesn't have to pay rent. Can you imagine if he couldn't do that? He'd probably be homeless. Chris is only echoing here what millions of workers throughout the US and the world have experienced, and still are today, including in Britain. Moreover, his reference to the homeless, the likely fate of many American workers expelled from the factories, is a chilling reminder of what the working class suffered in the 1930s Great Depression, which could be the fate of the American working class today, if they do not fight in their millions. Homeless. What this courageous worker shows is the likely outcome of the attacks of the greedy American capitalists and their narcissistic president, Trump, one of the most vicious anti-union presidents in US history. This was clearly illustrated in the searing ITV program on Thursday, the 2nd of April, Trump and the Virus. It outlined the horrific future for the growing army of the hungry homeless sleeping under bridges in New York and other cities of the US, as well as all the other indignities that flow from the spectacular decline of US capitalism. Another problem, explained Chris, is that Amazon has imposed mandatory overtime to keep up with the demand of everyone ordering online. The result is that Amazon employees are going to work sick as dogs, just so they can earn $2 per hour on top of their regular pay. Do you know what I call that? Blood money. Workers who want to make extra money are doing up to 60 hours of work a week, and risking their lives. Some are working, even if they are sick. When people are coughing and sneezing, they say, "Oh, it's just allergies." It's a scary time to be in the warehouse right now. He concludes, "When I went back to work last Tuesday morning, I spoke to a team member who looked really ill. She told me she feared she had corona and had tried to get tested. I told her to go home and get some rest. Then, 2 hours later, we had a manager's meeting. That's when we were told we had a first confirmed sick employee. The crazy thing was, management told us not to tell the associates. They were being very secretive about it. I thought the secrecy was wrong, so as soon as I left the meeting, I told as many people as I could about the situation. Shortly after that, I started emailing the New York State Health Department, the governor, the CDC. I did everything I could to close that warehouse down, so that it could be properly sanitized, but the government is too overwhelmed to act right now. That's when I realized I would have to do something myself. I decided to start spreading awareness among the workers in the building. I had meetings in the common areas and dozens of workers joined us to talk about their concerns. People were afraid. We went to the general manager's office to demand that the building be closed down so it could be sanitized. We also said we wanted to be paid during the duration of that time. Another demand of ours was that people who can't go to work because of underlying health conditions be paid. Why do they have to risk catching the virus to put food on the table? This company makes trillions of dollars. Still, our demands and concerns are falling on deaf ears. It's crazy. They don't care if we fall sick. Amazon thinks we are expendable. Quarantined, then 50 to 60 workers decided to walk out, and a number of them spoke to the press. Chris continued, "It was beautiful, but unfortunately I believe it cost me my job." On Saturday, a few days before the walkout, Amazon told me they wanted to put me on medical quarantine because I had interacted with someone who was sick. It made no sense because they weren't putting other people on quarantine. I believe they targeted me because the spotlight is on me. The thing is, it won't work. I'm getting calls from Amazon workers across the country and they all want to stage walkouts too. We are starting a revolution and people around the country support us. But Amazon got more opposition than they bargained for. The New York Attorney General called for an investigation over the disgraceful firing of Chris Smalls. This mega monopoly that needs about 270,000 workers to turn up each day to keep its US operation running smoothly faces a huge revolt. Globally, the company's entire workforce totals 800,000. It cannot be excluded that massive national strikes of Amazon workers take place, as well as international link-ups, amongst this potentially powerful force. Above all, this indicates the growing revolt of the American working class, which can have a decisive effect on events in the US in the next period. This has been accelerated through Trump's period in office. And yet, scandalously, it is not even excluded that he can creep back to power in November's presidential election. So lamentable is the capitalist Democratic Party with the opposition, provided by the former Vice President Joe Biden. On the other hand, some Democrats, in desperation, are beginning to canvass for New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo to at least be on the ticket. New Workers Party. The whole situation in the US, however, is crying out for a mass workers party to be created, independent from the Democrats, creating a force that can politically harness the class anger of those workers like Chris Small and millions of others who are instinctively, through their own experience, implacably opposed to American capitalism and Trump, in the factories and workplaces, but also in the political sphere. The US working class could still be the anvil upon which the fate, not just of the US, but of the world can be hammered out. It has immense potential power, but it has to be freed politically and organizationally from the conservative restraints of misnamed friends of labor. It is the millions like this Amazon worker, fighting for powerful independent unions, linked to the idea of a socialist, democratic mass working class party, that can take power and refashion America and the world.